This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, weightlifting fans, and welcome to another edition of No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History. And you can also find my podcast and articles on Yesterday Sports, all at the Sports History Network. Today, I want to talk about one of my favorite weightlifters to watch. His name was Stefan Botev. Botev was born on February 14, 1968, in Bulgaria, and was coached by the legendary Ivan Abajev. Stefan stood 5'11" or 180 centimeters and competed in the 110 kilo or 242 pound weight class. Later in his career, he moved up to the super heavyweight class, but was light for that class, usually weighing no more than 120 kilos or 264 pounds. His list of achievements is quite impressive. In 1987, at the age of 19, he broke the world record in the clean and jerk, lifting 250 kilos, 551 pounds, and won a silver medal at the European Championships. He won the silver medal again at the 1988 European Championships. In 1989, he won the gold medal in the 110-kilo class at the World Championships, defeating the 1988 Olympic champion Yuri Zakharievich. In 1990, he again won the gold at the World Championships, defeating the silver medalist by an astounding 50 kilos, 110 pounds. Botev won a bronze medal at the 1992 Summer Olympic Games for Bulgaria. No longer under communist rule and now a citizen of Australia, Botev won a silver medal at the 1993 World Championships in the new 108-kilo weight class. In 1994 and 1995, Botev moved up to the super heavyweight class and won a bronze medal in the World Championships. Quite an achievement considering he was competing against lifters who outweighed him by a substantial amount. In 1996, Botev won a bronze medal at the Summer Olympics, again competing against athletes who were much bigger than he was. You can find numerous videos of Stefan Botev on YouTube, but my personal favorite is from Randall Strassen of Iron Mind Videos. This video shows Botev in training in the training hall preparing for the 1995 World Championships in China. If you are an Olympic weightlifter, or even just someone who lifts weights to stay in shape, I highly recommend watching this video. You will notice Stefan's deadly serious attitude, which is one reason why I enjoy watching him train. I practice this attitude myself and demand it from anyone I train with or coach. No cell phones, music, tomfoolery, or talking unless it pertains to lifting. Lifting heavy weights is serious business. I believe in 100% focus. And obviously, Botev did too, as you will see from watching this video. Stefan is 28 years old in this video and is now a citizen of Australia. However, his training regimen is similar to how he trained while lifting for Bulgaria. While no longer training six times a day, as was the norm under the coaching of Abajev, The volume and intensity of his training remained very high. There was nothing complicated about these workouts. They trained hard and heavy, focusing on the Olympic lifts and squats. Warning alert. Before you consider training this way, remember that these are world-class athletes, the best at what they do. And if we're going to be completely honest, it's not a big secret that they use PEDs. Unfortunately, PEDs are commonplace in sports now and have been for quite a few years. While I want to make it clear that I am not condoning the use of anabolic steroids, we also have to acknowledge that it takes more than steroids to lift the kind of weights that guys like Botev are lifting. For these guys, heavy training every day is commonplace. At the beginning of this video, the commentator mentions that Botev snatched 190 kilos, 419 pounds, yesterday and snatched it again today. He also snatched 180 kilos, 396 pounds for a double. As if that wasn't enough, he did clean and jerks and finished the workout with squats, three sets of four with 280 kilos, that's 617 pounds. The commentator will also mention that Botev took minimal rest between sets, sometimes less than a minute. That is amazing for someone weighing 120 kilos, 264 pounds. He was in tremendous condition. After snatching 190 2 days in a row, Stefan does an easy 240, 529 pounds in the clean and jerk, and follows that with cleans, 215 for a double, 220 for a double, and a 200 clean and jerk, all in a day's work. The commentator said he proceeded with a front squat workout that morning, 260 kilos, 573 pounds for doubles. Amazing stamina. Next, take note of the squat stands, or lack thereof. Botev and his training partner figure out a way to make it work. Botev goes up to 290 kilos, 639 pounds for a double, and then does 270, 595 pounds for five reps, just to get a little extra volume in. Note that Botev does not use a belt, knee wraps, wrist wraps, or spotters. Why not have his training partner spot him from behind, you ask? Well, just think about how extremely dangerous that is. They are already being forced to make do with makeshift squat stands. Now, what happens if Botev gets stuck at the bottom and can't come out of the squat? Do you think his spotter can do anything to help him with that amount of weight? No, he can't. It's a highly unsafe practice. That's why weightlifters learn and practice bailing out. This is something you can likely find on YouTube. The next day, he does a light workout, power snatches with 130 kilos, 286 pounds, and power cleans with 150 kilos, 330 pounds. He finishes with some heavy back squats, 280 kilos, 617 pounds for a triple. Botev trains twice daily, once in the morning and once in the afternoon. He considered his morning session a warm-up. On this day, his warm-up consisted of 140 kilos, 308-pound power snatches, and 180 kilo, 396-pound power cleans. He goes heavy in the afternoon, snatching 190 kilos, 419, a weight he routinely snatches. He tries 200 kilos, 440 pounds, but misses. He lowers the weight to 195 and misses it twice. He lowers the weight to 180 and with very little rest, snatches it for a double. He then does a single with 180, again with little rest between sets. He then takes 195 and misses it behind. He tries it again, and again misses it. He attempts to wait for a third time and succeeds. He increases the weight to 200 and misses it. But he's not done yet. He seems to have an endless reserve of stamina. He lowers the weight to 180 and does three singles with it, hardly resting between sets. Botev proceeds to the clean and jerk. He cleans 240 kilos, 529 pounds, but misses the jerk. He increases the weight to 250 kilos, 551 pounds. He cleans it, but does not attempt the jerk. Not content with the enormous weights he has just lifted, he squats 320 kilos, 705 pounds for a single. The next day, he snatched 180 kilos, 396, clean and jerk 220 kilos, 485, and squatted 300, 661. 2 days before the competition, he snatched an easy 170, 375 pounds, and clean and jerk 190, 419 pounds. He ended the workout with some light squats. Botev considers this a rest day. All the hard work paid off, as Botev won a bronze medal in the snatch with a lift of 190 kilos, and the clean and jerk, he won the gold medal with a lift of 245 kilos, 540 pounds. Botev's technique has only one glaring flaw. He jumps back, which is not uncommon for those trained in the Bulgarian system. Those trained in the Soviet system hold the bar straight without any backward or forward jump, but they didn't get quite as much height on their pull. So it's hard to say which technique is better because they both produced excellent results. Botev does not get a very deep split on his jerk, but his lockout is so outstanding that he doesn't need to split that deep. Botev broke 7 world records during his career. His best competition lifts were 200 kilos in the snatch, that's 440 pounds, and 250 kilos, 551 pounds in the clean and jerk. He is reported to have done the following lifts in training. Snatch, 205 kilos, 451 pounds. Clean and jerk, 255 kilos, 562 pounds. Front squat, 300 kilos, 661 pounds. Back squat, 335 kilos, 738 pounds. Botev claims to have cleaned 260, 573 pounds for a double, although some have difficulty believing it. Botev was inducted into the International Weightlifting Federation Hall of Fame in 2007. He is married with 2 children. Well, I hope you enjoyed this podcast about one of the great weightlifters of all time, Stefan Botev. Until next time, thank you for listening, and God bless.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.